Verizon, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that you've decided to tune in. We look forward to you jumping on board, joining in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about an issue today that I believe kind of summarizes what you see on the national scene today. America is too young to die. Now, I've copied that title back many years ago. I believe it was in the early to mid-90s. There was a individual that had written a book, I believe, or some essay on that subject. America is too young to die. But we're on the very verge of celebrating our 250th birthday as a nation. And yet I say we're too young to die. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing and watching today as we celebrate or begin the celebration of our 250th year as a nation. We're watching the demise, hear me, and I'm not saying something just to be a negative sounding individual with a message that's negative. I want the negative to be a positive answer as to what we do in our nation today. We're witnessing the demise of America as we know it and as we have known it for 250 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest nation in the world, and we're about to celebrate that 2.5 centuries of since the birth of America. But listen, you would think, normal person would believe somehow, some way, that we've witnessed enough as we've seen the rise and fall of nations around the globe. We've witnessed enough of witnessing and watching the socialist, Marxist, communist, jihadist movement come into a nation, come into a city, come into a nation, and stand up and destroy that nation, that city, that state. It would seem to me, ladies and gentlemen, after anybody that studied the rise and fall of empires, anybody that studied and looked at the history of Marxism, socialism, communism, and its rise and fall, it's never been successful in any nation, any part of the globe. And yet we're on the very precipice today of entering into a new frontier in America where we no longer have a constitutional republic, where we would be witnessing what I would simply call an Islamic jihadist nation going back to the throes of the 7th century under Muhammad and the false god Allah, as multitudes do not realize in our nation. I believe we need to understand what is happening. I'm going to read you one brief headline and paragraph. I want ISIS to kill all of you. Council on American Islamic Relations now considered a terrorist organization, at least in one state. The Muslim Brotherhood, a social front for militant jihadists around the world, and CARE, the Council on Islamic Relations, Islamic American Islamic Relations, have been designated as foreign terrorist and transnational criminal organizations by the state of Texas. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, actually has been named as an unidentified co-conspirator with the Holy Land Foundation years ago. That was back in 2005, 2006. when that group was convicted of funneling millions of terrorist dollars to Hamas, according to the announcement from Governor Greg Abbott, whereas CARE was named an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the largest successful prosecutions on terrorism financing in the United States history, where internal documents plainly identified CARE as a subsidiary of the Muslim Brotherhood, and a federal court eventually found ample evidence to establish that CARE was associated with Hamas, the United States versus the Holy Land. And then it gives the sites as far as the case numbers, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, CARE did not go away. The Muslim Brotherhood has not gone away. And dozens and dozens and other dozens of other organizational structures that made up by, designed by, and carried out by the Islamic jihadists with the future goal of dominating America. Let me simply say this, and I'll say it again in the broadcast today. As we witness the onslaught of the Islamic jihadists that have come into America as a result of Joe Biden, Autopen Biden, and Kamala Harris, their administration with the open borders, some 25 million, and I believe that's a conservative number. Some have said 15 to 20 million. I say 25 million is a conservative number of the illegal invaders that have come into our nation. They have not come here to assimilate, but to colonize. And we've seen that, ladies and gentlemen, in Minnesota in particular. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast, where Tim Walz, an absent-minded, I'll use the term that the Islamics use, a useful idiot, he's been used as that by the Islamics, that the state of Minnesota has been taken over and just about controlled now by the Nigerians and their colonization of wanting Nigeria in America rather than wanting to come to America and to become Americans. I believe it's time for us to cease and desist anything that's called open borders, anything that's called easy immigration, and it needs to be on the basis that a person is vetted to the point that if they're not wanting to come in and to assimilate, learn English, be an American, then there's no open door policy at all for that. I know our family roots, my family roots, Youngblood family roots out of England and Germany. And when the forefathers of my namesake came into America, first thing they wanted to do was learn English. First thing they wanted to do was assimilate as an American and be an American citizen. And that's not happening today. We need to go back and readdress, reassess, and to determine what our immigration policy will be. Some good things are happening because right now President Trump has announced that some 19 nations, there will no longer be any immigration, no immigrants coming in. In fact, going back in, we'll examine several thousand, if not more, green card statuses, status of those that have come in that are not here for the honorable purpose of assimilation as an American. That's where we're going today. At the latter portion of this first half of the broadcast, we're going to listen to an audio message from Bridget Gabriel, which is the head of ACT for America, that is very, very, very powerful in her statement. We've had her on two different occasions in our church to give lectures on the subject of the dangers of Islam. And we'll be closing out the top half of this broadcast with words from her that I believe would be absolutely informative, challenging, and inspirational. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And without doing a disservice to the Scripture, without trying to rewrite the Scripture, may I just simply change that slightly. Perilous times have come. They're present today. In fact, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, loves of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a warning from God's Word. And I believe it would behoove each and every one of us as Christians, as conservatives, as citizens, as patriots in America, to recognize what's happening in our nation. And may I say this in advance of further statements in relationship to the issue today? I believe we've just about reached the tipping point. I believe we've just about gotten to the point where there's no turning back, no reversing the clock, no changing the trajectory in which we're headed in as a nation. And it just may be that God is using this, and when I say this, I'm speaking about the Islamic jihadists, the illegal invaders that are coming in, destroying the nation. It may be that God's using it as his judgment against a nation that said no to his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we face the issues and recognizing, Jesus said, his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 17:17, very, very declaratory statement made, very much interesting, should be of very much interest to us today. Thy word is truth, the scripture says. And Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. John 17:17 reaffirms, thy word is truth, according to the scripture. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's a pretty good length of time, ladies and gentlemen. Forever is forever. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, famous for his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it, and we see that to be precisely the factual truth even today. And a headline gets my attention, says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we find so many today that are wanting to avert truth, assassinate truth, and challenge truth, and bifurcate truth in some fashion. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what he said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among our Christian churches. I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that I believe is applicable even today. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We need to understand what truth is. And the source book of truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word never changes, never needs to be modulated, never needs to be updated, contrary to what multitudes are saying today for the love of money, reprinting the word, changing the word, modifying, modulating the truth of the word of God. We need to stick to what God's word says. And as Jan Hus said, I'll state it again, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and defend it. That's the truth. Defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. And ladies and gentlemen, there's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the American flag, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7, find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few more moments on a brief monologue to basically set the stage, open the door to where we're going today and why this is so important. We're witnessing today the standing up of Islam. And if you've read my book, Is Islam Tolerant, 25 chapters, about 350 pages, you find that I state in the book, and it's from the assimilation of information and the research gathering that formed the basics for the book. And in part, in the book, it points out that in any city, any state, any nation where Islam has ever entered in history past, when it gets to be 2 to 6% of that population, they will rise up and demand control, take control, either by force or by other forms of jihad. We're witnessing today across America what is called political jihad. Jihad means holy warfare in Islamic jargon. And that holy warfare is taking place today via the political process. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that when Mamdani was running for office for the mayor of New York City, there was about 73, I believe it was, 73 Islamic jihadists running for office across America, different offices. 43 of them won the election. 43 won those elections. And I'm told now by research that in 2026, the Islamic jihadists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the other organizational structures flowing out of that, they have about 1,100, hear me, 1,100 candidates, Islamic candidates, that will be running for public office on a local, state, and national level in 2026. Their intent, their goal is to dominate the political process. This is the reason I'm calling it political jihad, where they are through the political process, they will take control of America. That's the goal. By the way, Islam simply means submission. There's a goal since the 7th century with Muhammad to control and force every nation, every person to bow and to bend and submit to Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, we find today, I believe, what America could be called committing political suicide. We've had such an open-minded mindset. In fact, when you listen to the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats today, anything that's said about shutting down the immigration system or changing the immigration system or saying no, in fact, like Van Hollen, the open-minded, useful idiot to Islam, just said that I watched on a news clip yesterday, he said that what Trump is wanting to do is say that it's racism, racially biased, that he's saying, according to Van Hollen, that Trump doesn't want any brown people coming to America. That's simply so far-fetched and so far from the truth that it's almost intolerable to hear the man speak when he talks about issues like that. He's the one that flew to Venezuela to sit down and have some margaritas, as it's called, whatever that happens to be, in a mixed drink with Garcia, that had been deported from America because of his stand against our... Understand that we're on the very prefaces today of no turning back. It's a political suicide because we've had such an open mind with open borders and open door under the Biden administration. Realizing, ladies and gentlemen, that under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, some 25 million plus illegal invaders came into America. But listen, prior to that, under the Barack Hussein Obama illegal presidency, hear me, Barack Hussein Obama, illegal presidency, hundreds of thousands of Somalians were brought into America and were dispersed in blue cities across our nation and states across our nation. We're witnessing today the end result of that, some of those things that are taking place. I'm going to read a brief portion of an article. Then we'll open our telephone lines. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. In just a moment, we'll invite you to call, join in the dialogue and discussion, and see what you have to say about the issue today. Headline, Cultural Marxism and Open Borders Will End America. an expose how globalism, mass immigration, and Marxist ideology are dismantling the United States from within. Drawing from her life under Mao, this individual that's being interviewed reveals how Chinese Communist Party used students, visas, and academic partnerships to steal American knowledge and technology while U.S. elites grew rich selling access and influence. A full moratorium until the nation restores assimilation, secures its borders, and renews its loyalty to American values. They warned that multiculturalism has replaced unity with division, and the cultural Marxism has blinded Americans to the threat that's at our gates even today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a horror story if it is carried out to the nth degree, as is planned by the Communist Party of America and the Islamic Jihadist through the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations. America is in deep, deep trouble as we enter the celebration of our 250th birthday. I believe we need to recognize the danger that's before us. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
You are right. You are right. Because I remember when Obama said a great reset back in the day. He said a great reset. And it wasn't Crazy Joe. It was him. Because when Benjamin Netanyahu came over here and said, do not give them nuclear power, Iran, because they're saying they're going to use it for the people? No. And they're proving that.
Well, Barack Hussein Obama was an Islamic himself. He admitted that in one of his speeches. And when he said that he was going to fundamentally change America, what we're seeing today, Kenneth, what we're witnessing today is becoming the end result of Barack Hussein Obama's goal of fundamentally changing America. And the demographics, based on what is happening today, the demographics are very rapidly changing. Back in 2009, the demographer said that by 2050, America would be an Islamically controlled nation. And I've quoted that hundreds of times since 2009. The same demographers now tell us that by 2040, it's been shortened by 10 years, by 2040, America will be an Islamically controlled nation. Now, I don't know about you, Kenneth. Don't know about others that are listening today. That's frightening to me. And one of the causes, one of the things that's causing that, and for our listeners to understand, American couples are reproducing, having children at the rate of about 2.1, 2.3 children per family, per couple. The Islamic Jihadists are producing at the rate of 8.9 children per couple. 8.9. In fact, the Islamic Jihadists back, I think it's been 10, 15 years ago, or a little longer, maybe as much as 20 years ago, said that they would take over America by reproduction, that they would control America, and they also said that they would control America based on our own religious liberty laws. And we're witnessing those two factions, those two facts coming together that's causing us to demise as a nation. And what the leftists, Kenneth, seemingly do not understand, or they simply know and do not want to say, that is the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, what they seem to be ignorant of, and if they do not realize that they're the useful idiots for Islam, is that if they keep saying that, no, you're Islamophobic, no, you're simply not wanting brown people, no, you're simply wanting to come against the immigration policies and not do what is right, somehow, some way, the mindset is that if we don't just have the doors wide open, say, come you, come one, come all, if that's not the goal and not the mantra for America, then the leftists, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they're saying that we're simply narrow-minded, we do not love, we do not want to have any embracing of any other nationalities of people coming in. That's not the case at all. There's no, listen, Kenneth, and I'll finish and let you ask your final question. There's not another nation on the face of the globe that will allow the Islamic jihadists to come in as we're doing now and not suffer the consequences. Not another nation on the face of the globe with open borders can sustain their identity as a nation, because you can go to all of Europe. You can look at France, you can look at Germany, you can look at the UK, and you can look at the Netherlands, you can look at a large portion of Russia today, all Islamically dominated, Islamically controlled. That's where we're headed as America, and that's what I've been saying now for over 20 years, and it seems as though it's just now coming to fruition, that what I've been saying for 20 years is now being spoken of by the president and by others in the cabinet, by others even in the national news media. Kenneth, what say you?
I tell you the truth, when Benjamin Netanyahu came over here, because I'm less than 100 also, and I can remember when he came, his family, they left out the front door, had him go through the back. And I remember back in the day, we used to have to get our lunch and go to the party from our war. I tell you, and then when the Muslim Brotherhood came over here, he greeted them at the front door, kissed them and everything.
Bowed down to them.
Yeah.
He bowed when he kissed their hand.
Yeah.
Kenneth, it deserves our prayer and our recognition. And it's my prayer today that this broadcast today doesn't do anything else. It will cause Christians, conservatives, and patriots that are listening to wake up, stand up, speak up. And my final call today is going to be for every Christian, every conservative, to get on the telephone, to get on the text messaging, get on your emails, and demand that our representatives and our senators say no to this further open door allowing the immigration to take place as it is. Stand with President Trump and shut the doors, shut the borders, stop the coming in and the colonization of America. If they're not willing to assimilate, they want to come in and colonize. Kenneth, we've got a very special audio clip we're going to play, but thank you so much for your call today. Looking forward to what God is going to do as we stand up and speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an audio clip of about three and a half minutes, and it's Bridget Gabriel of Act for America. Listen carefully to the words of this dear lady coming out of Lebanon with the loss of her family as a result of the Islamic jihadists, and what she's saying now that we ought to do.
While all eyes were focused on New York and Mamdani, 42 Muslim candidates backed by TerrorLink Network have seized key offices across America, proving that the Muslim Brotherhood plan to infiltrate and destroy America from within is now a reality. 76 Muslims ran for office nationwide, 42 won, three races still pending. The 42 Muslim officials now occupy positions in some of the most influential jurisdictions in the country, from New York's mayor office to Virginia's executive branch, from Michigan's heartland to local school boards. The newly elected officials span at least nine states: New York, Virginia, Michigan, New Jersey, Maryland, Washington, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. The list includes six mayors, four state legislatures, 20 city councils and commissioners, six school board members, two judges, and three other political positions. You've seen me talking about the Muslim Brotherhood plan for America and holding this document in my hand. They told us the plan, now we're watching it unfold in real time. This plan was written in 1991. We are 34 years into it. And as a refresher, here's a paragraph titled, Understanding the Role of the Muslim Brother in North America. Quote, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process. The brothers must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands. The last page lists 29 front Islamic organizations in the U.S., including the Muslim Student Association, which Mamdani was a member of, and IAP, which later became CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. These Islamic organizations are celebrating a stunning milestone, the most significant wave of Muslim political victories in American history, with 42 Muslims elected to office across the United States. You would be excited, too, to add 42 Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaibs, Jew-hating, America-hating people, to public office. Kerr, the unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorism financing trial in American history, is bragging about their successful political activism. Kerr's federal super PAC, the Unity and Justice Fund, is the weaponized financial engine funding and winning U.S. elections. Kerr is mobilizing Muslims and